Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The nation paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. A series of functions were organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu Samadhi, Rajghat, in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. The nation also remembered former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark the 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission in New Delhi today, Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. He saluted the unwavering spirit of 140 crore Indians for making cleanliness a Jan Andolan, highlighting that everyone has contributed to the success of the Swachh Bharat mission. Modi said that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwara, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country in which over 28 crore people participated. He said that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Swachh Bharat Divas commemorating the 10th anniversary of Swachh Bharat Abhijan was celebrated today at Itanagar. Attending the event, Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik expressed hope that the occasion will continue to inspire all to carry forward Gandhiji's message of cleanliness. The Governor, while commending the people for their participation in the cleanliness drives throughout Arunachal Pradesh, said that the endeavor of all Arunachalis is a befitting tribute to the father of the nation. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in his speech emphasized the importance of cleanliness while appealing all to strive for a clean mind, clean body and clean surroundings. On the occasion, the Governor along with the CM presented the Swachhata Hi Seva Awards to government bodies, organizations and NGOs for making cleanliness their mission. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that Pakke declaration of the state government is a reflection of the commitment given by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on environment. He said the declaration has set up 75 pillars for sustainable development, according to which the state government departments are designing their annual action plans. Khandu said this while attending a function held on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti at State Banquet Hall in Itanagar today. He said that after the announcement of the Swachh Bharat mission in 2014 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, people had taken it forward as a Jan Andolan and its result is visible today. He said that development is important but it has to be in sync with nature and Swachhata. Along with the rest of the nation, Akashvani Itanagar also observed Gandhi Jayanti and paid tribute to the father of nation at a small function held at its office premises today. The event witnessed active participation from all staff members who came together to promote the message of cleanliness and hygiene. During the event, the sanitation workers deployed in the station and its transmitters were felicitated with memento and cash prize by the head of office, Akashvani Itanagar, for their remarkable contribution towards maintaining cleanliness in and around campus. On the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, the Capital Police today signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Rajiv Gandhi University, urging for the establishment of a center titled Anne's Home, a healing center for trauma victims. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.